Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 7th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we witness Jesus welcoming the interruption of children and encouraging us to have childlike faith. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn once again to our Bible passage for this week, Mark chapter 10 and verses 13 to 16. Jesus blesses the children. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Amen. Have you ever got to the point where you say to yourself, "I need Jesus"? Often that moment comes when we've reached the end of our own resources. But in Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16, we discover a profound lesson from the people that Jesus spent time with. Jesus interacted with those who recognized their need for him, whether they were in crisis or not. In this passage, people brought their children to Jesus, desiring his blessings. The disciples initially viewed this as an interruption. However, Jesus, ever the compassionate teacher, responded with a valuable insight. He said, "Let the children come to me, don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children." What stands out here is that the children, though young and innocent, recognized their need for Jesus. They approached him with a simple trust, understanding that he held something special. This mirrors a broader theme in Jesus' ministry. He often spent time with those who acknowledged their need for him, including tax collectors and blatant sinners, amongst others. Recognizing our need for Jesus is the first step towards a transformative and intimate relationship with him. Just as the children were unafraid to come to Jesus, we too should be unreserved in approaching him with our joys, our sorrows, our hopes and our fears. He welcomes us with open arms. So, as you go about your day today, take a moment to reflect on your relationship with Jesus. Are you approaching him with the humility and trust of a child who recognizes their need for him? It's a beautiful reminder that Jesus is ever ready to embrace us and guide us along the path to his kingdom. We can be people Jesus spent time with. In acknowledging our need for him, we open the door to his grace and blessings, just as the children in Mark chapter 10 did. As you reflect on these thoughts today, these questions might help you to delve a little deeper. Are we, like those children in Mark chapter 10, willing to humbly acknowledge our need for Jesus in our lives? And do we approach him with the same childlike trust and openness, recognizing that he holds something extraordinary? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional where we try to unlock the secrets of a childlike faith.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.